This is Farouk, and if you're not listening to Matt Mania, damn!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. Time to do the cast! Yeah, it's a podcast. Yeah. It's called Matt Mania, and we're in here chilling.
It's all about the cast and how you listen. Listen on iTunes and on the Google Play.
Wow. Neo X with Lemmy. The energy.
That was good. Rest in peace, Lemmy. All right, so here we are. It is Matt Mania on Wednesday, April 11th, the Post-Mania wrap-up. Now, two of the podcast crew.
Wrap-up, pretty much.
Yeah, two of the crew were in New Orleans. We got plenty of stories from that. But first, you know how we do. We always set it off with the put-over, which means we're going to talk about something that we're really feeling that's not wrestling before we jump into wrestling. And I want to start with your, or at least my, number 3 seeded National Basketball Association Eastern Conference Philadelphia 76ers, who are currently killing it right now.
16 straight.
Holy moly, 16 straight. As of today, we just whooped the Bucks 130-95 to wrap up 52nd win. This is our first 50-win season since Allen Iverson was there. Things are still good right now. It's amazing. Embiid's hurt, and we're still balling. I just want to shout out those guys. 16 straight wins. Trust the process.
How many goal units did they score?
Well, a lot of goal units. A lot of balls have gone through hoops.
Goal units.
Goal units.
Goal units.
Care to elaborate on what you're speaking about?
He wants
there,
to know how many mathematical
how many
points were scored.
Sports balls.
How many cylindrical objects went through other cylindrical objects?
My team has beaten the other team. That's all you need to know.
Woo! He just wanted to know how many home runs went through the field goals.
Right? I'm like, go team.
As you all know.
Do the thing.
The Neo X.
Win the sports.
His favorite sport
right,
is
win the
professional
sports.
Wrestling.
Absolutely.
And
it's still real to
gaming.
Him, damn it.
And what was the other one you like? That league?
Yeah.
Overpower League? Or
Overwatch.
Overwatch League?
Yeah, he's just talking about internet tournament gaming. Right?
Yeah.
In general.
Right. I don't know. So, maybe like if we all watch a sporting thing. Like,
I don't know.
Let's watch the playoffs together. We'll sit down and watch the
You're
Sixers.
Not a fan of the foosball?
Oh, is that because I'm Mexican?
Ooh, wait a minute now.
No, just because not a lot of people are in the United States. That's why I asked you.
Not a lot of people are. But, yeah, man, I'm not usually in the NBA until playoff time. It's usually when it gets exciting.
Yeah.
A lot of these players don't really care either. Right. They're just kind of coasting. It's an 80-something game season. But it is officially regular season over.
And this is regular basketball, not college basketball?
No,
yeah,
this
regular.
Is pro NBA basketball.
Right. But it's playoff time.
76ers have been bad for the last, like, 10 years straight, like, plus. So the owner, Sam Hinkie, bought the team, was like, yo, trust the process. And as soon as a player got good, they would trade him. And they're like, what are you doing?
What?
He's like, trust the process. And they would lose again. Another player got good, they would trade him. It's
that
all
doesn't
good.
Even make sense
trust
to
the
me.
Trust the process.
Draft novice. Picks.
And
draft
people
picks.
Were like, what is happening? So they were losing a lot, which made people accuse them of tanking, which is losing on purpose to get good draft picks.
What the Suns are doing for the past couple of years.
Oh, because if you're lower on the
you have a higher
like
chance
rating.
To get a better draft pick.
Got it.
And so they did.
People were really upset about this. And like, yo, it's not legal to be losing this much. Like,
did they get like Michael Jordan Jr.? Is that a thing?
They got Magic Johnson Jr. yeah. right now. Ben Simmons is
that's
like,
real?
He's like the new, I mean, not, that's not his name, but Ben Simmons is like the new LeBron James, I think.
Oh,
like, he's
wow.
super young, though, but same skill set. So I think that they did it right. But it took a lot of years of losing a lot to do it. So I'm going to give a big old shout out and a swig for the Sixers. Good luck in the playoffs,
swig
guys.
A beer for the Sixers out there.
What do you got, Neo X?
So today being Wednesday, April 11th, today is International Pet Day. So be nice to your pets. I just want the
you
Matt
have
Maniacs.
Any pets?
No, I don't. But I would like the Matt Maniacs to send me hilarious pet memes. You can get at me at the NeoX on your Twitter device.
Do you like sports where pets fight?
Pet memes.
That's no.
Is that another shot at you
I
being
mean,
Mexican? No, I wasn't talking about cockfighting.
I think the only sport fight? I would be interested is maybe Beetle sumo wrestling.
Wait, what?
Beetle I think
sumo
that'd
wrestling?
Be cool.
What? Beetle? Is that a thing?
So I was watching.
Is it dung beetles that fight each other?
I was watching.
They push
yeah, like
other?
Samurai okay. Champloo. Okay. And I would watch, and they were betting on like how dung beetles would like wrestle. Uh-huh. I always thought that'd be interesting to watch. I don't know.
Mm. Okay.
That's pretty much it.
National Pet Day.
I am just absolutely perplexed.
I
right
just
now.
Want the Mad Maniacs to get at me and send me
send El Neo X.
Yeah.
Dank memes.
Send me
of pets.
Send me the best puppers. Send me puppers.
The best kitties, right?
The best cats.
Puppies and
send,
puppies.
Send hilarious doggos to my Twitter.
All the pups, all the cats, yeah. All the doggos.
All the TNAs.
To this man, El Neo X.
Woo! Just the Neo X.
I usually go to sleep at night watching hilarious dog meme YouTube videos with my wife. So there's always one. They try to outdo the other one. So it'll be like, 10 minutes of the best dog memes ever. And then it'll be like, 12 minutes of the absolute best dog memes ever. And then it'll be like, 15 minutes of dog memes you've never seen before.
You see a lot of duplicates?
And then it's all duplicates. That's how it goes.
For some reason, that just made me think of America's Funniest Home Videos. Do y'all know that that's still a thing?
It's still a thing. What days it come on?
That still comes on.
On ABC? Mm. On Sundays?
Oh, Carlton is the host now.
Wow.
Alfonso Rivera.
They still have the same song. Red, white, and blue. All the funny things you do. America, America, this is you.
Yeah, I was saying that show ain't been shit since Bob Saget. So.
Oh, no.
The other guy, Tom, was all
right. Right.
Yeah, but he's gone.
It's always better looking back on what Bob Saget used to do. Like, it was so wholesome and everything.
Yeah,
I
mean, he was like that's why he was a man. Like, super
his
family friendly.
Like, oh, yeah, these hookers are sniffing coke off of me, blah, blah, blah.
Some, yeah, dude. And then, like, what he does, like, in movies nowadays.
It's great.
It's pretty racy. So, yeah, I just want to see hilarious pet pictures, pictures.
Bring on the pet pics.
You know, send them over. Because
he wants to see
East Dow 2002 who's watching live right now.
I will totally rate your dogs.
He wants to see videos of dogs biting people in the crotch. He wants to see videos of cats attacking people.
I just want to see hilarious pupper and doggo videos.
Yeah, I only like turtles. Seeing videos where animals attack.
My favorite.
Look up.
Favorite is.
What's your favorite?
I like, there's this one video where there's a bear scratching himself against the post. Mm. Then all of a sudden he accidentally gets hit in the nutsack and he tries to walk it off like a like a person. He's like, oh,
wait,
no.
Like, but what hit him in the nutsack?
It was like a fence, like a fence object.
Like, did somebody throw a football at him while he was scratching it, while he was scratching his back on a tree?
I like those
damn fences.
Or my other one of my favorites is like,
nobody played the Bear Necessities while that video was going on.
Boom, 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 boom. There's this other one where
no idea what that song is either, by the way.
I'm sure they have no idea.
The Jungle Book came out again.
That doesn't mean these people pay attention to that.
They still use Bear Necessities?
They did. They did.
Shout out to Jungle Book.
They only used,
I gotta see, I heard it was good.
It was a great remake.
They only used like two of the original songs. I think they did I Want to Be Like You with King Louie, and they did Bear Necessities.
Well, and then my last dog video, what I appreciate into is the owner opens the door, finds the dog on top of the counter of the kitchen with trash everywhere. He does a spin move and just falls on the floor. And it's just hilarious. So that's what I'm saying. Like, send me hilarious pet videos. I think we all need hilarious pet videos. Just, you know,
I'm going to send him some hilarious pet videos.
Take a break from your day
when I get off air
and watch pet videos.
Indeed, everybody. I just, my favorite one that I watch probably once a week is still funny. It's Cat Slaps Tiger, where the cat is like putting the paws on this toy tiger and he's like, pss, 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 pss. And he's smacking up the toy tiger because he thinks it's about that.
Hey, while we're talking about pretty animal great videos, did any of y'all see the video where it was a bear and a tiger fighting? It was on like a what do they call those places where
like a sanctuary or something?
Yeah, there you go. All
right.
In Africa, I think. And a bear and a tiger ended up crossing paths, and they fought
bear
for like
versus
a
tiger.
Yeah, well, they fought for a good like 20 minutes.
And what catches my heart is when
you know,
see
a bear is too thick and hairy, like the tiger can't really like
right.
Can't
like,
really
bust
get
through
when
it
you
like
see
that.
Obscure pet friends, that makes my heart melt. When you see like a bear
like
befriend like a baby deer, or
like that picture where it really was a lion, tiger, and bear. Did you ever see that picture
right,
where they
yeah
said that they
yeah
were
yeah
all
yeah
in the
yeah
sanctuary
yeah
and they
yeah
were best friends?
I think that's dope.
Who wins that fight?
A lion, tiger,
a lion,
and a bear.
Tiger, or a bear?
Well, no, the bear. Mm. The video with the bear and the tiger ended up being a draw.
But what if the lion and the tiger go in cahoots?
They went their separate ways after 20 minutes because they were like, you know what?
This bear
keeps getting loose. That's what happened.
Where's a silverback gorilla at? That's where my money's at.
Versus who?
Anything.
I believe there was a show on Sci-Fi where they put animals fighting each other.
I think it's on YouTube now too.
Where?
Really?
Yeah.
I would watch that.
I think you're talking about that. Are you talking about that show where they also used to show like it'd be like Alexander the Great versus Genghis Khan?
Oh, that was dope. That show was
really dope. Deadliest Warrior.
Yeah, Deadliest Warrior was fire.
Super fire.
Shout out to Deadliest Warrior. Y'all need to come up with a season 4.
Yo, so they got a YouTube channel that's like that, but it puts like comic book people against each other. Did y'all see when they did like Black Panther versus Batman?
Vader versus Batman.
I'm a big fan of
my buddy did the voice of Vader for that skit. Yeah, they use real actors and voice actors, and they build up a really cool skit. It's called, like, Ultimate
Fantasy Fight or something like that.
Team Up or Fight Up. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway. I know after Black Panther came out, they did the Black Panther versus Batman, and Black Panther won because Batman didn't have anything to break through the animanium.
Well, I was a big fan of the Death Battle because they would do, like, animation. So they would use the Street Fighter sprites or the Mortal Kombat sprites or the Marvel vs. Capcom and do... And break down the scientific, the science behind the fight.
I was a big fan of MTV Deathmatch.
Celebrity Deathmatch.
I like how we went from puppies to Black Panther
to Deathmatch
to Celebrity Deathmatch.
I have a question though. What is vibranium stronger than adamantium?
I think it is.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It should be.
So Black Panther should be able to beat Wolverine then in a fight, in theory?
Wolverine regenerates though. So
I don't know. Couldn't the vibranium, are those the same universe?
It's Marvel, yeah.
Okay. Couldn't vibranium like tear through his adamantium though? If they were like in a close hand-to-hand
probably.
Fight,
that's probably why they haven't had them go at it because they got to really figure those things out.
Never thought about that until now.
Hmm. Well, because everything in Marvel, like in the Marvel universe, they're all using vibranium. The X-Men are the only one that's using adamantium.
Well, that's because it's only like a handful of like characters.
Matt Maniacs. Who would win, Black Panther or Wolverine?
We need to know. All right, Brock, what are you putting over?
Two parters, both music. The first part, I'm actually going to put over as my surprise people. Drake dropped a single last Friday. What's it called? Like No
What?
Like, or Nice for What?
Rock talking about Drake?
The video is phenomenal. There's a lot of very beautiful, beautiful women. And not like typical video chicks. He has Olivia Wilde, Tracy Ellis Ross, Zoe Saldana, the sister, T'Challa's sister from Black Panther's in it. Who else is in that video? Very dope though. Tracy Ellis Ross is something special, man. Oh, the daughter from Blackish, who's on Grownish.
Oh, yeah.
Was she looking like a snack?
She's a very, very beautiful.
She's awesome.
I like it. It's got a dope Lauryn Hill sample. That's what kind of drew me to it initially.
Mm-hmm.
So I dig that. The other one, this is more hip hop. Came out last night. Bumpy Nux is doing a project with Knots. They just dropped the first single called Grumpy Old Man with the video.
Ooh.
It's hilarious.
Is it based off the movie?
No,
it's not.
Oh, that's awful.
Speaking of hip hop, I don't know if I got a chance to put over the Czarface album with Doom. I don't know if you guys have heard it yet. It's really dope.
And there's got Open Mike Eagle.
Open Mike Eagle pops up on it. It's really dope, man. If you like good old East Coast boom bap, it's Inspector Deck and MC Esoteric trading bars. It's fun stuff. So peep that if you can.
What's the word? Is it new Doom? Do we know, or is it
new Doom?
Yeah. I've never I've actually never been into
really
at
not
all.
Into Doom.
Uh-uh.
Huh. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, at all.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Rock. Teak, what do you got?
No. Since we've been back from New Orleans, I ain't really got a chance to get up on anything, but I did watch the most recent episode of Atlanta.
Mm. Wait. Are they on season 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, you late.
They're like six episodes in the season 2.
I just watched the first 4. I had to find a really good source to view them on.
I could have gave you one.
That was totally legal. And so I did that. I watched the first 4. It's literally like that show, if you haven't watched it, it's like Seinfeld in the hood. Like, I can't think of any other way. It's like so silly, so
random.
What's
the deal with all these drive-bys?
You've watched the first episode. I mean, the first season, right?
Yeah.
We're just trying to get over.
You said you watched the first 4 episodes. Did you get to the episode yet that I was telling you about?
Can I get a Hennessy and lime?
The money?
With the 100? Yeah. That was funny.
And then at the end when he tried to race
Michael Vick, like randomly racing outside of a strip club. Like, I highly recommend it. You got to get
out.
So this new episode is supposed to be like.
Here you go, Matt Maniac.
The new episode is all about the guy in the crew. What's the guy in the crew who was also in Get Out? The skinny guy. I don't know what this dude's name is.
I don't know. Keep going.
Well, the episode is all about him. And okay. He went to go pick up this piano from this guy's house, who ended up being like Michael Jackson, but it's Donald Glover, like playing a white dude. Okay. But the guy never says his name's Michael Jackson, but it's just like all the stuff with Michael Jackson. Like he's like, oh, my dad beat us to make us be good at piano.
My dad beat us and, so we could be good
and,
at piano.
And
y'all.
Like, oh, my brother got this rare skin disease, so we have to live in this house, and I keep it very dark for him, and I'll just like
so they're like, it's like they did Justin Bieber first season, but it was a black dude. Uh-huh. Yeah, so same kind of thing.
Yeah, so it's like that. And then
I thought that was hilarious because I only seen the first season, and when I saw that, I'm like,
that was great.
Subtle jabs.
Like, yo, Justin Bieber. It is a black dude. I really enjoyed the show, and if you're not watching it yet, Atlanta is great. I just got tickets to see Donald Glover live at the end of September in Seattle, so that's going to be a fun show.
Yep, I'm trying to go to that show too, so
yeah.
Donald Glover, he's killing it.
All right, guys,
I'm gonna go
it's
see
time
Tommy
to talk
him.
About WrestleMania.
That did just so happen much. This past Sunday.
WrestleMania.
It so, just ended last night.
Mamma mia.
There was
Mamma
like
Mamma mia wrestling Papa Chia.
Apparently 77 hours of wrestling took place.
Sounds about right.
And here we are.
Over this past week in New Orleans.
As much as I want to get into all the great indie shows that happened,
man,
this is not the episode for it, unfortunately. No. We gotta talk Mania and the fallout.
We
so,
don't have the time nor the crayons
we
to go
take
into
over?
Everything.
We're gonna talk TakeOver at all?
Briefly,
if that's
give me your thoughts
like,
on TakeOver before we get into Mania.
TakeOver was the show of the weekend, in my opinion.
Okay, how about everybody just give their – you wanted to do best moments. What's your best moment of
TakeOver?
Of TakeOver, yeah. Everybody give their
– man. It's either, the ladder,
so many.
It's either the ladder match or the Gargano and Ciampa match for me.
All right, okay.
I guess I got two. It'll probably be Roderick Strong's heel turn.
Can't pick two, pick one. God damn it.
Roderick Strong's heel turn to the Undisputed Era.
This guy.
And then and Ciampa's entrance with no music.
That was brilliant. The no music was brilliant. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. The music was the booze.
Yeah.
Like to build up and to get this big of a payoff. And that almost never happens in NXT anymore, where you get a year-long build-up where you've been waiting for this.
Yep.
And so
and
that
that's,
was awesome.
That's storytelling at its finest.
And it they really wore is. Similar outfits also, if you guys
they're both in
that
kind of
like
a Final Fantasy-esque garb.
According to
Ciampa looked like a pirate, and then Gargano.
According to Gargano, he did like a Thor get-up.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, okay. Like a Thor Ragnarok.
Dope. Neo X, what was your favorite moment?
My favorite NXT moment had to be... well, now that Roderick is with the Undisputed Era,
yes, sir.
I'll just say, CN and Aleister Black, talk about a clinic. They went blow for blow. Miss Vega did her best to try to help her man retain that title. Unfortunately, it just wasn't enough against the Black Mass. So you have the Dutch Destroyer winning the championship. And to actually see him smile was kind of creepy, in my opinion.
That was crazy. He actually smiled
it looked
for the first time.
It looked super funny when you saw him smile for the first time. So.
Question,
yeah.
Real quick, for you or even the rest of the group. Was it time for Aleister Black, and is it time for CN Almas to move on? Were you ready for that, or do you feel like this could maybe...
I thought that was going to be the end game.
Well, I know everybody was saying that Almas was supposed to be coming up, but he didn't come up yet.
He
so
didn't.
Now we have to see what's going to
or if he
what's going to happen next.
Or I've said,
everybody
we
gets a rematch
before
usually.
The show. I was talking. What if he gets called up during the shakeup?
There's still a shakeup. They could draft them pretty high if they wanted to.
Oh, do you think that they're going to still be drafting people during
maybe.
The shakeup?
Yeah. Who knows? They haven't really said.
They
haven't
like, no
the format.
They
WWE.
Never say. Yeah. So we don't know, but I'd like to see a rematch. I like Aleister Black, but I probably like seeing Almas a little more. So
I think
if they have a rematch, Almas is going to win it back.
My take is I don't think Aleister needs a title.
Yeah,
because he's that over.
Yeah,
with the crowd. However,
I can honestly
Andrade,
see Aleister coming up before Almas also.
Right, and just to kind of sum up, I just think Andrade needed the title a little bit longer. Just to really solidify himself as a heel. I think if he healed against maybe one or two more opponents, it would really like you know, put a stamp on his character.
Yeah, he needs to heal it up some more.
I agree.
Right.
Or even, you know, stretch out the feud with him in Black, because
something.
What was going on when they showed the vignette and stuff, and like they just were like something. Jumping Alistair, and like he was getting like real frustrated about him was bringing more out of his character as far as being a heel. So,
and that's kind of where I was. Where
just,
I wanted
he needs
to see
a, good,
a little more.
Yeah, just a little bit more. Maybe even one more.
You know, a good
feud.
Hero needs a good villain. Like he needed somebody.
Yeah.
He needs somebody good to
bring
that
out,
out
of him.
And I think Alistair was fine just tearing through talent and solidifying his spot.
Right.
And maybe if they had like a best of series, that'd be fire.
That would be great. All right.
Ray,
so
what about you?
Man, you guys all called them all. I mean, the ladder match was incredible.
So Ricochet. Ember Moon.
What else did we miss? I missed the Ember Moon match, but then when I went back, it was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, against Baszler.
Good match, man. Baszler put it down.
There was a lot of character conflict in that match.
Yeah, I really felt some emotion.
And it was a good reason for her to come up, because you know the whole like, oh, you'll never be the champ as long as I'm standing. Like, she never tapped out. She just got choked out and passed out. Mm-hmm. And then she got brought up. So it's like, you don't get no rematch.
That was
like
a
nothing.
Weird finish,
like,
though.
She's the champ now, and you're
the pass out.
Because it didn't look like she was out when the ref called her out. I was like, this is strange.
Well she kept going
no,
out
I
and
agree,
coming
because,
back up like she was trying to Hulk up.
No, Ember did this weird thing after she quote-unquote tapped out, where she had life and then
she tapped?
Just, no, I'm sorry. She where she passed out. I'm sorry.
But she still was moving.
But
so
she was still
like,
moving.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
Maybe she kind of sold that wrong. Maybe. I don't know. But she did this second win thing. But yeah, great show. The same time that was on, we went to ROH. So I'll quickly talk about ROH. We had to see Cody versus Kenny. We got there late. Let me just talk about how we finessed our way in real quick. We get to the show. It's ROH's biggest building ever, 6,000, and it's sold out.
Supercard of Honor.
We get up there for Supercard, and it's not there. We can't get in. And so Teak just happens to say, like, man, we can't find tickets.
You
and
just
this lady
Kenny Omega, right?
Walking by was like, you need a ticket? And then the dude was like, yeah, we have an extra one, so here's one. They give us, it's three of us. Shout out to Johnny Bananas.
No, 20 bucks.
Teak, myself. 20
he
bucks.
He said he just wants to get rid of it.
His friend didn't come. We get a ticket. At this point, show had already started. I get it. I got one. So the plan was, all right, Rand, you go in, and maybe you'll see somebody you know, and you can finesse the rest. So they wait outside. It's actually really cold outside. I go in, and I'm in during the ladder match. I'm not going to lie. I totally forget about finding these guys, their connect. So I sit down and I enjoy.
He's watching the Young
this
Bucks.
Six man ladder match, which was lit. And the seat I got was really good.
Yeah, Young Bucks versus Scorpio Sky was
that
dope.
Was awesome.
Flip Gordon.
Flip Gordon, and dope match, fun times. Now, is Flip all in yet? Is he ever going to be all in?
He's not all in yet.
Also, Scorpio Sky is following us on Instagram, just so you know.
Woo!
Shout out to Scorpio Sky.
Friends of the show.
All right, so I'm sitting chilling, and I was like, oh, shoot, I got to get them in. I think Teak was like, text me like any word. And I was like, definitely not any word. I hit up all my friends, no names, no blames, because nobody got back to me. And so I was like, it's not going to work. So I step outside and for an intermission. And I see two other folks leaving. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask them for their tickets because they're leaving. I was like, hey, can I have your tickets? And they're like, sure. So now I have three tickets. However, the door says no re-entry. So
Rand didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Well, I think I knew that, but I was like, we can finesse this.
Okay.
I give Teak and Bananas the ticket. We come back. Like, we're going in. And they're like, you can't come in here. It's no re-entry. And we're like, yeah, it's intermission. We just went out to take a phone call. Like,
have a smoke or
whatever.
Like, we're not from here. We don't know.
And it was like, don't do that again. All right, go ahead. So they let us in, and we're all in. And what match should we get in?
Shout out to Cheryl for finessing the rules.
We got in right after intermission, so it was.
Was that the TV title match?
No, it was. It was the tag match with. It was the Briscoes.
Briscoes versus Jay Lethal and Tanahashi.
Yep, that was the match that we came in on.
Fun match.
So. Just to add to that story, so we get to the seats. Rand is like, oh, those people gave me three tickets, not two tickets. So he was like, we're all just going to sit together. So we go over there, but it's only two seats open. So we're like talking to the people that's sitting by us like, oh, we got these tickets. I think one of y'all are in our seats. And then they're like, oh, did you get the tickets from this from a one-armed guy?
Like an old man?
He's like, I think you got those tickets from my dad.
So
and I'm like, yeah, your parents
keep it in the family.
I'm like, your parents gave us these tickets, so we're sitting in our mom and dad's seat. Rand goes back to his seat that he bought for $20, and then we're sitting next to this family, and we're sitting in their parents' seats.
That's funny.
You want bananas?
Yeah,
but money. The show was fun, man. Cody and Katie was amazing. Some weird stuff honestly took the air out of it. Some weird skits, the cheeseburger and Bully Ray stuff.
Yeah.
And we didn't stay for the main event. Unfortunately, we had to roll. It was like a really late show.
Yeah, sorry about that because that was.
So Kenny wasn't the main event?
No.
Should have been.
He should have been, but they ended up putting Dalton Castle.
But they respect the title.
Well, obviously, yeah, they respect the title. Dalton needs to be your main eventer.
Dalton Castle when Marty Scurll did the.
All they were fighting
for. But it's like, look
at
the same show.
Two of my favorite people, so I'm mad that I didn't stay for their match.
I know.
Dalton retained.
Dalton retained, though. But look at what NXT did same night. They put the blood feud last in the title before that. You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
See what they did?
Yeah, so it's Gargano and Ciampa closed out the show.
Cody and Kenny was definitely the reason everybody was in that building.
Oh, yeah.
And I think.
And a lot of people left after that.
It should have been last. But you got to respect the title, so I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, back to NXT. Did everybody catch the finish of the Gargano and Ciampa?
Yeah.
Whoa, oh, man.
Rock was just
talking
about.
Talk about irony.
The STFU with the
with the knee brace
on the face.
Holy crap.
That was hard, bro.
That's dope.
Yeah. Shout outs to NXT, ROH, man. They killed it on Saturday.
Putting up some
good
shows.
Yeah, a lot of just, you know, shout out everybody because there was a lot of great matches out there. Shout out the Lucha versus Impact match.
I saw
We didn't make this match, but these are just other great matches that was out there.
Evolve.
Evolve
had a great show. Shimmer,
I saw some video clips of the Kaiju Big Battle that we weren't able to make it out to. What other shows were out there that we missed? Did WrestleCon have a show?
WrestleCon had a show. That's where Joey Ryan took on Jerry Lawler.
Oh yeah, and Janela Spring Break 2 also.
Yeah, Joey Janela.
Yeah.
I saw he punched Frank the Clown.
Yeah.
Mark.
Good times, man. But let's get to the grandest show of them all.
The showcase of the immortals.
WrestleMania. Okay, we can't run you through this entire card.
No.
And you could easily go and Google that if you wanted the results. So here we are telling you our best moments. Number one, let's go around the table. Best match of the show. I'm going to say Charlotte versus Asuka.
Ooh, perfect choice.
Say it too.
Perfect choice.
I think that was the match of the show. Total surprise ending. Great technical match. A lot of hard hitting.
Charlotte versus Asuka.
I'm going to agree. Match of the show. Asuka hurt her arm. Asuka hurt her arm earlier in the match. She had to do the figure eight with one arm.
On a tripod.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So, that's beautiful storytelling.
And she actually like arched it more so that because Asuka wasn't tapping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was, I mean, these girls showed out.
I enjoyed that match because Trashka's trash streak ended. Because honestly, like when I heard some of the story behind the streak, she was undefeated for all them days, but she only beat like 35 chicks. That's not that impressive to me. Had she beat like 300 women, that's a little bit different. So you beat 35 different women, that's all she did. It wasn't that many women she beat. That
she beat a lot of women.
Like 35, bro. Go check it.
Well, okay, maybe like title defenses, but she beat a lot of women.
35.
Look, it was NXT.
Like how many women are working?
They can't just feed her jobbers. It's NXT. This isn't Goldberg.
Yeah. Same deal. Trash. I mean, she still went up against enhancement talent. That counts.
Does it?
Yeah.
She went against some enhancements when she got up.
Win.
But.
I mean, it's on the record books.
Okay, so what was your top moment if it wasn't that one?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I have, like, the one I wanted didn't happen, and...
What did you want?
Oh, it was AJ and Shinsuke.
Okay.
And that was everything but what I wanted it to be.
Right.
So...
Yeah, but
I mean,
what was your top moment of the show that you saw?
What was your takeaway?
I
don't
know. Not of what you wanted to see.
I don't know.
Of what you saw.
I honestly cannot tell you.
Was it Big Fine finally winning the title?
There you go.
Was it...
I'll give it... You know what? Naya. Seeing Naya win the title was super, super dope.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there had to be something that...
And Ronda Rousey did look like a snack.
Yeah, and her match was very entertaining.
It was a good match.
I wanted to mention that. I was wrong about Ronda.
Me too.
She killed it.
Totally wrong.
She
killed
it. She's like... That was match number two of the night, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was good. It was longer than I thought it was going to be.
That was the longest match of the night.
Which is interesting.
I looked at the time and I'm like,
it was like
surprise.
It was almost 30,
the
right?
ones with the McMahons is the longest.
Yeah, it was.
They gave him 25 minutes.
Talk about a storytelling, though. Like you had the heel Stephanie McMahon doing everything that she could just to win the match.
Oh yeah.
And like the back of my mind, like you got to respect her heel, like her heel traits. But just seeing her submit to that armbar was satisfying, and the blood wrenching screams that she would just let out as she was getting her arm really pulled good. Out of her socket. It totally did it for me.
Also, check this out, Neo, and I keep saying this about this match, that not only did I enjoy it because of what they were building between them, but what they touched on, like that
overall.
Happened before. Yeah, like Triple H almost knocked Stephanie off the apron.
Oh, yeah.
Like that was a follow-up to let yeah,
it was
to,
a follow-up to last,
to last year where he stopped and she got off the apron like, okay,
like, hey,
you knocked me off last year, so I'm going to just I'll hang off the apron for a little bit. Like,
good callback. That was good.
Agreed.
They did it, man. That was I was wrong. I can admit it.
Yeah.
Ronda looked great.
So was
She still looks small compared to most women, I think.
Right.
I think she'll bulk up as she gets into it.
She's gonna be good. They framed her right in that match. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They everything worked out in that match. Triple H, Kurt Angle. They did the double tap. I mean, they did the double submission, but they didn't do the double tap.
Yeah.
But they still gave us that, which we figured we would get.
Right.
All right.
So. I mean, but the finish was still pretty iconic.
It was good.
Hold on real quick.
It was.
What do you think? So her fighting Triple H, we were having a conversation about this.
That was
cool.
Do
you think that they'll ever get back to intergender wrestling?
No.
Or letting Ronda do like some China stuff and get a title, a men's title?
Ronda's not the size of China. China
She's
was
so small.
Way bigger.
But they're letting her bump Triple H, though, who's 260,
barely.
570.
That's true. Barely.
Well, she put him through a table.
Barely.
And now she worked them. So
yeah, she's working them. Like, I don't think they'll let her do it full time though.
No, and I don't think any woman would do it in the
WWE.
That
was just to get her over.
Yeah.
Like to get Ronda over. They want
her
as the
saying, do you think that they'd ever bring back intergender wrestling?
No, never.
I would
not in the WWE.
But no. We leave that to Joey Ryan.
We leave that to Lucha Underground.
Yeah, Lucha Underground does a lot of it.
No, I think because it's a publicly traded company, they don't want to see
they don't want them problems.
Yeah, like the Mixed Max Challenge was one thing. However, I mean, as soon as the female tags in, the female would walk in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's where that is.
Okay, what's next?
Any other moments?
So, for me, it was Nakamura turning heel.
Yes,
that
great
was,
moment.
That was my takeaway from
unexpected.
From everything. Just, you know, it was weird to treat WrestleMania as, instead of it being like a place for stories to conclude, it became a place to where stories were accelerated.
Right. They built further stories.
They built further stories out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that, it kind of made me double think about pretty much all the other matches. Hence Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it also kind of it still kept it open for, you know, even, you know, Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss, because Alexa Bliss could still use a rematch clause, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I did not like, and this is just because, I don't know, maybe I'm just too much of a purist. I liked, but I didn't like Nicholas and Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
Hold on, we're not going to get on what we don't like yet. Just
no, that's where we were going
ahead.
Where we're going next. So,
that's kind of where I was, like, just because I enjoy tag team wrestling.
Me too.
It's one of my favorite things. You know, the Vince McMahon might not like it, but I love tag team wrestling.
Was that a little disrespectful to the titles?
It totally buried the entire division. Like,
did it?
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
Man.
They relinquished. To me, it did.
They relinquished the next
was that,
night.
Was that any worse than if Braun would have won both titles by himself?
So
that would have been bad, too.
Yeah, it would have been horrible. Think about it. You have Cesaro, one of the strongest men in the WWE. and then you had Sheamus, one of the best brawlers in the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
They made those titles relevant because they were the top of their division.
It worked all year. Yeah.
But the fact that they had to, unfortunately, you know, let Braun, you know, take the titles, in my opinion. But I guess everything that I have been reading, the only thing that justifies this is like, okay, Braun Strowman and a kid won the tag team titles. That satisfies Braun as a baby face, and it also satisfies that you know, under the teenage character fan base,
the kid fans
that say, hey, that could be me one day.
Well, I know Rand was saying that he thinks that happened because they couldn't get the tag partner for Braun that they wanted.
They could have.
He thinks
put
that they
anyone.
Were gonna do Hogan.
I think they backed out last minute on Hogan. That's honestly what I think. I don't know if
really?
That's true. I think they were thinking about Hogan and they backed out. And we're like, all right, backup plan.
It could have been anybody.
Seriously.
In my opinion.
Now,
referee's son? Like, this is the laziest idea.
Oh, is that
idea.
Who that was? I didn't
yeah,
know
that. Yeah, son.
I didn't know that.
That's like the laziest idea kid? Ever.
I didn't, yeah. I didn't put all that much thought into it.
If it were a make a wish kid, I would make more sense.
Yeah.
But,
why didn't he pick the kid that got inducted to the Hall of Fame? The little
Yo, little JJ. That would have been perfect.
Yeah. But I get
what I think it was that. That what they've been making Braun out to be, like with all his comedy spots that he's been doing lately.
Babyface.
Yeah, is that like Braun, if anybody can get away
a
with it,
it's
Braun.
Turbo
that's what they figured. Like Braun can get away with this.
Babyface.
And
but now he can
also,
beat two people. He can beat the two best.
Yeah, but it's also Mania, and they didn't announce who his partner was gonna be before, so it was also a swerve. It was like them trying to give people something different. It just didn't connect the way fans wanted
so
it.
Was,
no,
or
fans
the way,
loved it. But I'm looking back,
a lot of
I was
people
like,
complaining about it. Though.
I can see people. I understand the complaints. Like, this is wrestling. At the end of the day, I know it's entertainment.
Yeah.
But like a kid.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like when you go, like Mania is a spectacle. You expect to see some entertainment and some wrestling. And you were
right.
saying like, oh man, they haven't brought any celebrities. Like all the stuff that they didn't do, but then
mm-hmm.
they did this.
Yeah.
Obviously, Dave is saying like, or sorry. Neo X.
Hey, protect the business, brother.
Right, we got to
keep the kayfabe.
Right, but I understand what you're saying. And
right.
I understand what you're saying, like disgracing the titles. Like it could have been a match that wasn't a title match and something like that happened, and then it could have been funny and not
yeah.
do anything with the titles.
It would have got the same effect.
Right.
It would have been funny
so.
Without the belts. Like it could have been a non-title match and done that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm happy for Nicholas. He got the moment of a lifetime.
Right.
I mean,
that's kind of cool because you see a little bit of yourself in Nicholas. Everyone
like
might.
Everybody would have loved
yeah,
to be
Yeah, everyone
in that.
Is going
to
see themselves in Nicholas. And, you know, shout out to Nicholas, you know.
All right.
So, but at the same time, me being a tag team wrestling fan purist, so to speak, I wanted
Vince
to see.
McMahon is not a fan of tag team wrestling. I mean, it seems pretty obvious from
yeah.
what we saw on this card.
It's been heralded across the entire wrestling spectrum, podcasts, interviews.
That
so,
he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
So speaking of, I'm going to talk about what I didn't like about it. I liked a lot of the show. I just feel like it took an overall kind of nosedive about for the last hour. But.
Well, that's kind of where we get into the main event picture.
Yeah, main event matches weren't quite delivering. But my other part I didn't like was
it
the tag team match.
Like,
honestly, the SmackDown tag team match was
like the
was
winning?
Too short. I'm okay with the Bludgeon Brothers winning.
Right, but it was like an
overall.
I just
wanted a little more.
Yeah, it felt like an overall like SmackDown match.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
it felt like a again.
Well, these guys do better on SmackDown.
Again,
it was
acceleration.
They did too. They
it
made
was
up
acceleration
for it
of more story. And I was like, okay.
That's what it was.
Also that they're not going to be able to work with the Bludgeon Brothers like that. Like the five-star matches that we feel like that the New Day and the Usos have been given, they're not going to give those matches with the Bludgeon Brothers. They can't. They're being booked as mega heels, and they're going to smash their opponents.
They're supposed to smash people.
Right.
So I get it. They're supposed to be like the new,
but
I don't know.
If the Bludgeon Brothers
whatever.
Played more
Monster
like
team.
Heels, I would be more open to this match. However, they're cheering the Bludgeon
Brothers.
Yeah,
they're not really heels. They just beat people up.
They're not doing anything to warrant me.
They should
not
use
like
the mallets.
Right.
If anything, like if,
right.
if you're going to be a
yeah,
heel.
They always leave them. Like bring them with
clock
you.
Somebody with a mallet.
Wait,
what
so when everybody thought that Xavier Woods was like going to be injured
like
when
dead.
He got powerbombed on these stairs and they came and they just slaughtered everybody.
Well, and they powerbombed him against
work.
The turnbuckle.
That wasn't
well, they
heel work.
They interfered in the match, so that made him heel, yeah. But they just beat him up. They didn't like cheat.
Yeah, I want to see.
And they still get cheers.
I want to see. I want to see cheating. If you're a heel, I want to see you cheat.
He's a heel.
You
cheat.
He's a
you
heel.
Steal.
I want to see them.
I know you didn't think it was gonna happen. You didn't think the Bludgeons were gonna get the titles this soon, did you?
Garbage.
They got the Mania moment really soon.
I have been telling you it was gonna happen. Man.
I didn't think it was gonna happen.
I resent you every day, T Hall.
That shocked me. I'm happy for the Usos
I just
to finally
Vince,
be on
man.
The show, but I'm like. New Day and Usos burned it up the entire year just to get 7 minutes.
And I was
on
hoping
Mania.
Like a resolution.
That really disappointed
yeah,
me.
Like give me a resolution at Mania. But however, it just kept it going. They just kept it going.
I had a chat with some folks who work in the company, and they were just like, WrestleMania, and this is exactly what I told Rock before we got on the air. WrestleMania is not for us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
WrestleMania is for the casual fan who just shows up and only watches this.
And
at
wants
the end
to see
year.
Entertainment.
And wants to be
entertained. And hence the amount of recaps promotional videos.
Oh, yeah.
Promotional videos within matches.
Yeah.
Which was surprising.
Yeah.
You know, leading up to the main event.
Oh, yeah. They wanted to, like, remember, because they know that most people did not watch Raws leading up to this. They're just casual fans. So it disappoints me, but I realize it's true, man. Some guys are not, are our favorites. Are probably not going to be WrestleMania
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, but you know what?
I can't
even say that WrestleMania isn't for a guy like me because I enjoyed it. I enjoyed this WrestleMania more than the past two that we've been to.
Like, I agree.
Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt.
That was cool. You're not feeling that? Rock is shaking his head.
I don't like Matt Hardy's gimmick, so I'm never
okay.
Like
you're
it.
Not right.
Well, you sir, deserve to be deleted.
The fact that. Matt Hardy was kind of floundering in his gimmick for a moment because I feel like the fans just got like bored with it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And him joining up with Bray Wyatt gave them both new life. Like fans loved Bray Wyatt and was hating the way he was being booked.
Right.
So now that you put him with them and say like, oh, they can elevate each other. This looks like a good team and it looks like good for both of them. I also like the fact that Brock won. I mean, come on now. Nobody
expected that.
I bet this you if anybody gambled on that, everybody bet on Roman
everybody
Reigns.
Would have lost. That this was I call this one Swerve-a-mania because
Swerve-a-mania.
Nobody predicted Asuka losing.
Nobody. And
nobody predicted
Shinsuke Brock. Losing.
Shinsuke losing even. And nobody predicted Brock. So I like surprises.
I mean, and come on now. Roman kicked out of like 20 F5s.
That was a little ridiculous.
One six, to be exact.
Yeah. One of them was through a table, so that counts as 10.
Undertaker took three. Like, yeah. Come on. But he is the big dog, and he beat Undertaker.
The big red dog.
But he still lost after kicking out of
Clifford.
Out of kicking all those F5s, out of all those suplexes.
I just wish
some of those suplexes looked at weak, though, because Brock was getting tired.
I just wish he had more moves. Like, if he was going to keep... beating him up, like just do a different move. Like
and Brock does have more moves. God damn it!
Just, I mean, he could have used a power bomb.
Give him a power bomb.
Open something. Up the move set.
Could he use power like a Falcon
bomb outside
arrow.
The ring or in the apron? I don't know, something else. Like F5.
Do a shooting star press.
You
redeem
keep
yourself.
Spamming it. You keep spamming it. It loses its luster. Like you know. So
I mean,
I don't
even,
need to see it five times in a match.
Even Suplex City is gonna like. Yeah, we know that. We know that. That's your gimmick. But
it's more like Suplex
this is
Town.
This is the first match where I stopped counting the Suplex Cities because I didn't care anymore.
Well, and then I was reading about the main event. It became so boring that the crowd sucked the life out of it. It wasn't a bad match.
The fans
it wasn't
sucked the life out of it off top because they thought Roman was going to win.
Fans rejected
right.
this match from
right,
the beginning.
Right, right, right.
So and they couldn't even give themselves a chance to enjoy it. And I think once the swerve happened,
well, and that's where it went.
Everybody
and then
was
Brock
like,
got a
oh,
huge pop for being a heel in the match.
But think about this. If fans would have just sat there and enjoyed the match, then they would have been happy with the ending.
But they
but
sucked
they
the life,
sucked
out,
the
of
life out of themselves. And then when the swerve happened, like
it's
I said,
like,
it was like,
they played themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, poor us.
It was their fault.
But the thing is, the fact that Brock went into this match as the bad guy, I mean, let's be real. Mm-hmm. He cut him open hard way. He didn't cheat, obviously, but he cut him open the hard way, in my opinion.
He did.
He, oh, yeah. You know, he did all these, you know, barbarish moves to prove a point.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it according to what I've read, this was made so that Roman Reigns could earn his stripes. But again he has this match against Brock Lesnar at the greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia.
Man, if he's supposed to earn his stripes, I don't know when it's ever going to happen, because these fans are not going to give him, they're not giving in to him.
The only relevance that Roman Reigns had was with the Shield.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I can't think of anything else. I can't think of anything else other than the Shield that
Seth
kept
Rollins
Roman Reigns.
Did mention the Shield on Raw.
Right, but so, we just don't see it.
I know, because Dean's still gone.
Unfortunately.
But what should we kick Roman back down to NXT? Make him climb his way back up?
What?
What?
Yo, no. The big dog.
Hey, I think.
Keep climbing, big dog.
Hey, our change is giving.
He should fight Kenny Omega.
Hey.
That'll put him over for
like Kenny Omega. No, they'll boo him terribly in the match.
Yeah, right.
And
he will
boo
beat
when
the
he wins.
Heel.
Talk about the notoriety, though, he'd have.
Let's switch it.
He's never going to get over.
Nah.
He won't. Let's switch it up, though, because I'm pretty sure this next one is one that we collectively feel like was a horrible moment. Let's talk more about what happened with AJ and Nakamura. We said it last week that WWE gave us the match we wanted. But, of course, WWE had to throw a whole bunch of shit at it, and we got a lackluster display from two guys that should have been able to give us a five-star clinic.
I'll go first. I'll just say I think I just set myself up. You know,
I think that's what happened. A lot of us did.
I may have two. I may have two.
Yeah.
But we set ourselves up. That match was did not do them any
justice.
It was
okay. Like,
okay on Mania is not good.
You're saying it's not doing them any justice, but one thing that it's not doing is it's not taking away anything from them. And that's the point.
But you figure out at a show like Mania, though, that
they're supposed to steal the show.
They should have stolen the show.
But like Neo said earlier about like story building. So
it was a platform to accelerate
to
make a feud.
We're moving this story forward, and I mean, even if I can pull the curtain back a little bit, Mega Ran got a chance to talk to AJ Styles post match.
Good old Uncle Allen,
and he was just saying that like this moment helped develop Shinsuke's character.
Oh, that I agree with.
He's
that
like,
I agree.
Hey, AJ's the son of a bitch. He hit me in the balls.
and I agree because I feel like the fans don't have a clear focus on who Shinsuke is. And we were talking about this before.
I felt like someone said that.
Huh? On the network, did you watch a little special on the network?
No, I haven't about Shinsuke.
It's, yeah,
no,
it's
I haven't.
Really good. It's leading. Oh, it's leading up to essentially Mania.
Is it a 24 or 365?
One of the two. But you see him like it goes through like SmackDown up through the Rumble. It's really good. Like that's why I saw that. I was like, okay, so they're putting some packaging behind him. We're kind of getting some depth to who he is, like the person.
And that's why I thought he was going to win.
And I thought he was going to win.
I was like, yo, they're grooming him for
the
top.
Whoop. Nope.
Just kidding. And I just think it was like even what I told AJ, and he agreed when I was talking to him about like you guys were going soft on each other leading up. It was too much games, and like Rand was like enough with like the what did you say?
The buddy buddy stuff.
Yeah, just like. No more of that, and he was like, "Yeah, he was like this built up his
now
character.
Now he can be a blood feud.
Yeah, now he can be a heel, and now the fans can
that's actually a really good way to put it.
Can get a clear cut view of him being a heel because I think in him being a face, like was he a face? I don't know because
Shinsuke.
No, he was a face, but I'm saying he wasn't. Other than his entrance, I don't feel like he was over, like. They degraded him so much in SmackDown to the point where he was just an entrance, you know? Okay. And he wasn't hitting his move on people like that because we've talked about that before, about people maybe not wanting to fight the strong style. AJ is somebody who will fight that style. Like, he was beat up.
Any day of the week.
Yeah, he was beat up, so we know that he told Shinsuke, like, hey, lay it into me hard so that the fans – believe was going on. If he fought in New Japan with him, you know, he's ready to fight that style. So we're gonna eventually. I feel like we're gonna eventually get that match that we're waiting on.
We're gonna get
it. But the WWE is gonna milk this. But it's for not a little while
to them anyway. That's not what WrestleMania is like to the bookers. It's like they don't want to see a clinic on WrestleMania. They want to see
it'll be on Backlash.
Yeah,
right.
It'll be somewhere else.
It'll be
Flash.
Some other
Spirit
they
Fingers.
Want the razzmatazz.
Did you guys all catch the show on? I know you guys were there. Did you get to go back and watch it on the network? So did you see all like the entrances with all the extra effects?
The 3D effects.
I watched. No. No, yeah, I you know, we saw some of that,
but I haven't watched it on the network.
What did you think of it? The extra stuff they were doing.
It was all right. I will say this much: the overall look of the stage. Looked amazing.
Yeah,
it looked amazing.
Incredible. This was one of the best ones.
Yeah.
The stage was incredible.
The way the video streams, it was
the Titantron. The Titantron was the mask. The stuff was playing
in it. Shout out to all the people behind the scenes that put that stage. That stage was incredible.
It was very intricate. Even
to
if you
all
were
those
there
nerds
it.
Using the computer graphics.
Yeah, no, that was.
No, somebody had to build that. So
it was best one in years, like
also,
as far as, or
also,
in a long time, like as far as stage design.
Really surprised that there wasn't a lot more put into some entrances. Obviously, Trips and Steph got theirs. Charlotte got hers.
Mm-hmm. Nakamura.
Nakamura's was incredible.
Yeah,
with all the musicians. New Day's was meh.
Yeah, I expected more from the New Day.
I thought
Day,
they were going to steal it.
But
with
what about
cool.
the Undertaker? I'm
surprised
we have
not
touched on this
shit. Before we get to that, how funny was it to see The Miz looking like a Naruto character?
That was pretty.
He looked like a Hokage. He had the duster on and the bandana.
Yeah, he did the bandana. That was cool. Miz,
anime
I thought,
rock.
And I thought that match was good.
It was.
Yeah,
great
it was
way
good.
To start the show.
I like the finish.
Because it was a lot of energy. Great finish. The it's double hard. Stomp was dope.
Seth Rollins got a huge pop. You said his was like a Lord of the Rings. No,
well, they were
said,
doing like a
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
He was like a White Walker.
And Cedric Alexander was the Black Panther.
Yeah. He did a little.
Which was dope.
I talked to him afterwards, and I was like, did you do a Wakandan salute? He's like, yeah, I did a little bit of it.
Yeah, his
like,
wife said
I couldn't
that he was
go too
to
hard
it.
With it because apparently like Marvel wasn't going to like pay them to do it or like or be okay with them using it on a TV thing. So he had to like sneak it in when he came out. But
I like how.
But congrats to Cedric.
I like how you know if you're into the if you're into the indie scene, Mustafa Ali came out and he looked a little bit like DJ Z meets Iron Man. If you don't know who DJ Z is,
I thought he was like a knockoff like wannabe Sub Zero,
like a Tron almost.
Yeah. The thing on his hand, like that was cool.
Yeah, but it was like an Iron Man. So if you don't know who DJ Z is, YouTube him. He actually has DJ drops during his match.
What?
It's hilarious. Yeah.
What?
So he's a wrestler and he'll wrestle, obviously. But then when he does like a cool move, you hear a burr, 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 burr in the background.
No.
It is dope.
Oh my God.
DJ Z.
Okay,
is
I need
the
to
business.
Look up DJ Z.
So
that's incredible. Okay.
He's on Impact. He's on Impact.
While he's looking him up.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about some John Cena Undertaker real quick.
Okay.
And how, I mean, all of that was fun. Also, you know,
that was exactly what I wanted.
It was an enhancement.
John Cena being in the crowd. Hanging out in the crowd, running around, slapping hands, giving high fives.
I will say one thing I didn't like the fact that he, quote unquote, low key squashed the Charlotte Oscar match.
He totally took the heat.
He
from
took
out
the,
of that
yeah.
Match.
He took the air out.
Oh,
because he
ran
because
back.
They went to him running while she's like
celebrating you know, her title defense
past her to get backstage.
Like
it
nah,
was,
to,
nah.
To get dressed was that when the ref
they should have waited till she
was here.
Done.
John
He's
Cena
here.
Wrestles in jorts. He was wearing
he
jorts.
He had to get ready.
He didn't Take need to get ready.
He didn't. He needed to go change his shirt. He didn't have his wrestling shirt on.
He didn't have his armband.
He takes his
he
shirt
had the
off.
Wrong color on. He needed
or
to go
towel.
Get his head.
He
needed to,
had to go by the WWE shop.
He needed to grab a towel.
He had to go to the merch table and buy a towel.
Get a towel, get a shirt.
He needed wristbands. Right, he needed all that. He wasn't prepared.
They
that was
stole some of Charlotte's moment with
but
that.
But, yo, and then, like, when the lights going dark, and then Elias coming out. Come on, now.
Talk about heat. Talk about heat.
I expected that.
But I was
that was great.
I did not expect
but
that
because
I was like, no, it's Undertaker. And then
I didn't thought Elias was going to play. I thought Elias was going to play the Undertaker out.
What?
No, he's not big enough to be involved in that story.
He barely got a win over John Cena.
He's not.
No, that would have been dope.
He pumped the brakes there.
So now Cena has, just saying, Cena, for him to agree to be squashed by the Undertaker.
He's been putting over lots of talent.
Listen to what had to happen probably for me. He's like, okay. I'll take this squash, but don't make it an official match. You know what I mean? Don't announce it beforehand. Also have me fight Elias beforehand, so maybe I'm a little worn down.
Yeah. Want to look
you
a
know
little
what
strong.
I mean? And then take the squash. Yeah. Like, I think, but yeah, you can't
That's
ever say that. Yeah, that was really well booked because it's like Cena had to go through a lot to take that L.
And was it just me or did Taker appear to be moving around much better this Mania as opposed
somebody
to
said
last
that he
Mania?
Got a,
very healthy.
He got a
He's
hip
got a
replacement.
New hip.
He did get a hip replacement.
So he was doing a lot of DDP calisthenics.
I don't like how they say, how Michael Cole is saying the dead man is back because I'm like, well, now it makes sense because he's fighting Rusev in a casket match
and at the Super Royal Rumble. Are they about to bury Rusev? Come on now. Like, you put him up against a returning Undertaker?
I think literally bury Rusev.
I think Rusev's on his way to Raw, though. Come shake-up time.
A returning Undertaker who is going to get all of the fans.
But a casket match with
Rusev. Do you think
that
the Undertaker is going to get Rusev Day chance?
What build? Like, where's the build? Is there going to be build to this? Or are we just going to see
not in Saudi Arabia. Remember, this is not taking place
in the
U.S.
Okay, this is going to be
Abu Dhabi or something.
The way they're booking this show, it is going to be
Saudi Arabia.
Like, crazy
stacked card. It's like a second Mania.
Yeah, because you're going to get the 50-man Rumble. You have Brock and Roman in a steel cage.
They said all titles are going to be on the line.
Yeah, everyone's fighting.
I think it said seven titles.
Well, and then you have the New Day versus the Usos to determine the number one contender for SmackDown.
I thought they did that on SmackDown.
Tuesday. And they kept saying this is the final chapter.
The Usos
won.
They're fighting the Bludgeon Brothers at
Usos get bludgeoned
as a 50-man
in Jeddah.
So
that means I think New Day's going to Raw.
I like that.
I feel like, and I'm okay with that.
Do you feel them going together as a collective group?
I hope that is the question.
Because they can split them up in
They have the right to split them up, or they can take them as a group.
I don't think they will, though.
Nah.
I think there's
money.
There's too much merch money to be made.
If you split them, they still rep the New Day. They still have the music. They still clap and pancakes. You. But it's just Big E on one show and say Kofi and Woods on another show.
Can Big E by himself
double the merch
and be successful though?
Big E Langston, he will be.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Neo Thanks, Yoda.
Thank you for acknowledging my Yoda impression.
Neoda.
I was waiting for that.
Mike Neoda.
Pancakes.
I don't know. I'm not ready for them to split them.
They got to dead that pancake.
For a while, I was like, oh, it's time, but. Nah, I can't really see them.
New Day's not getting split up. The Usos aren't getting split up. The Bar's not getting split up.
Nah.
What's that, bro?
If none of them are getting split up, then
the
who's
Bar
going
could
to
get split up?
Who's going to what teams?
I think
who's
going to
fight who?
New Day's going to Raw.
I feel like New Day's going to Raw.
I know, but is the Bar going to stay at Raw? We've seen the New Day fight them before.
They get their title match at Raw. So
no,
yeah.
Their title match is in Saudi Arabia, I think.
Yeah.
So we don't know who the Raw tag champs are.
But that's
right
after
now.
The split. Yeah. After the so they're definitely Raw.
Because the split's going to be next week,
Monday and Tuesday.
Okay, so they're after, so they're Raw because they're still.
You got to figure it's going to be titles. Like the majority of the people getting moved are people that no one cares about. There'll be like three or four where you're like, oh shit.
Right. They'll have a couple big ones.
Like, champs aren't moving. Rand You're not going to see champs changing
that
shows.
He was saying that you think that the people that just got brought up on a show are going to stay on that show.
Usually.
So everybody's staying on Raw.
So everybody's on Raw. But everybody
Raw
who lost
get
on
rid
Raw
of a bunch of
is
people,
moving.
That's right. So
everybody who lost a match, the Good Brothers, gone.
I didn't like how they lost on Monday night.
I think they're against gone. I'm sad because I think Balor Club is
Rhino
over.
I think Balor Club is over come Monday too.
Rhino and Heath Slater
it's
are gone.
I think Finn's going to get I think
the Titus brand.
Finn's going to the moon.
Yeah, Finn's going solo.
And I think he's leaving those guys
Titus O'Neil and that other guy, SmackDown.
Apollo
That other guy.
Oh, yeah, though.
It's Apollo Crews, dog.
That's a good match, too.
What about the women? What women are going to move, you think? Rousey's not moving. Rousey's on Raw.
She's
not moving.
All day.
You were saying so he thinks that they're gonna break up. Is it Absolution? Is that Paige's group?
Yeah.
I mean, so since Paige
well,
isn't with them anymore, up. Yeah, they're
or is Paige gonna bring
well, Paige
them
is
over,
the new GM
over
on SmackDown.
SmackDown?
She could bring them over, but they just got the iconic duo. Like I feel like
no. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe
Rand,
they
I'm
might
sorry.
Need, maybe they might need them to fight
the
them.
Iconics.
The Iconics.
Like I said on the Twitter, they got Peyton Royce and what's her name? What's that?
Yo, those girls are gorgeous and they can work.
Delicious
and they're Australian.
Like a snack.
And there's some wizards,
like
right?
Like a nibble.
Is that what they said? They're wizards also?
Wizards?
You didn't watch SmackDown, huh?
No, I did watch SmackDown.
Yeah, so did you remember when they came they out and she was like, oh, we're wizards and we'll make your title disappear. All
and
the-
they did.
Oh, that's right.
And they did. Shout out to Carmella.
Let's talk about
we gotta
that
talk about
ridiculous
that.
Cash-in.
The cash-in, which I knew was going to happen at some point.
I like how long it was
It was just
out.
Not... Like what were they? What was he taking
what
so
was,
long?
Yeah, Mike Yoda was.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Because this hasn't worked in the
you
past.
You
want
to do this right now?
I know, but I'm like, cashing is supposed to be quick, and he was looking like he didn't know what
you
was
know, that
going
was
on.
That was stupid.
No, now that you say that, that's kind of funny. Because like, are you sure you really want to do this? Because
it hasn't
backfired,
right?
But
and she's been like
yeah,
pulling off the swerve, like just kidding. No, I don't want to cash in.
But he seems like he was doing that because for some. Like, and I don't know if this is like the ref's decision or something, but it's like if she wasn't able to stand up and fight, were
yeah,
you not going
to
cash it in?
You have to
in?
Let them stand up.
Okay, because I'm
that's
like.
New, that's a new thing, though. That wasn't always that.
No,
way.
No. When Seth Rollins cashed in, they
I'm
made.
I'm talking about when Money in the Bank first got brought in. I could have
you know
sworn,
what? Maybe
Ed,
they didn't.
Edge
because...
beat somebody when they were like dead to the world.
True. And they would just run in and pin.
Right, maybe that's what I'm saying. But now they're seeming like they have to fight.
Yeah, because when we went to the last Money in the Bank,
Dean cashed in, remember?
Seth. They waited until
he had to
was
stand
up,
ring
the
and
bell,
ring the
ding,
bell,
ding.
And boom, it was over.
When Sheamus did it to Roman, he
had to be
he kicked
standing
him,
up.
So he was standing up.
But when Seth cashed in, he curb stomped Roman, right? So he must not have been standing up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Oh, when he pulled the heist.
Yeah, at Mania. Yeah. I don't know if he was standing up.
Made it a triple threat.
I need to watch that again. They made it a triple threat, so maybe Brock was standing. I don't know, but
let's.
Oh
that's,
yeah,
that's
because
part
it wasn't.
Of the rule.
Yeah, that. Yeah, that turned into a triple
threat
when he cashed
threat.
In. So,
on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad was that super kick Carmella did not connect on
oh my
Charlotte?
God, she completely missed.
It was like a lunge. It was like a foot lunge.
But it was almost like lunge. It was almost like she was too excited, and that it didn't matter how hard she hit her because she already had been beat up.
Nah.
But well, also, what about her getting better. Up, smiling at her? Charlotte. She was
Charlotte
smiling.
Was smiling.
Charlotte's gonna murder
after Carmella got out the ring because and was dancing like, around with the title. Yeah, she set up and she was just laughing. It was like okay, it was like, okay, you got me.
But I'm gonna get you,
little Staten Island princess.
And honestly, I thought Carmella had a finisher of some sort. It can't be that lame ass boot.
No, yeah, she has a finisher, but again, it didn't matter. She had just been beat up.
I'd rather see
a strong finisher. Like, yeah. That was whack.
Just to kind of really put
it just didn't look good. Really had she connected on the super home. Kick? No complaints on mine.
Right.
The
she kick totally was missed.
So it wasn't even a super kick. It was like a boot lunge. Like
yeah. It wasn't
so did kick. She win the title so that they can transition the title to somebody else without Charlotte losing?
Pretty much.
So who's it going to be?
No, Charlotte gets a rematch. Yeah. I think
rematch clause,
but she's probably now going to go through the
rematch
iconics.
Clause against.
I'm sure
the,
you do.
Yeah, you're right.
The Money in the Bank. Do you?
She's going to go after the Iconics
because
first.
That's not
which
like
give. Her
yeah,
some
does
time.
She? Does she get a rematch?
She,
against?
Yeah, when you
she
lose
should.
Your title, you get a rematch.
She should.
Nobody wants to see that match.
Let us know, Matt Maniacs.
We know nobody does.
Right. So then, what would be the point? Nobody wants to see that match.
I want Carmella to hold on to it and just finagle her way to win
well,
every time.
Well, I was saying, unless they finagle some like three-way or something, like they got to make this entertaining because nobody wants to see Charlotte and Carmella.
I think it will be entertaining, though.
Or
like
maybe,
her running away and just outsmarting people, that's what I kind of want.
But you're
but it
saying
could be, it
her
could
title
be grounds
run.
For,
I'm
could
talking
be,
about a rematch. I'm talking about Charlotte versus Carmella.
They'll probably do that in Abu Dhabi.
Or there could Jetta. Be grounds for Naomi. Jetta?
I'm so confused. With I said Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi,
Dubai.
Yeah.
Dubai, I don't know where.
But there
it
could
was.
Be grounds okay. for Naomi to maybe, you know, call in a match against Carmella because she won the uterus title, or
yeah.
the uterus champion,
the uterus.
Oh yeah,
the universal.
You know what's
the
funny?
Universal Royal Rumble.
You know what's funny? Yo. I actually saw that for the first time at Mania.
Right.
And I was like, it does
Yo,
look like a
it
uterus.
It looks like yeah. a uterus.
They should remove those hanging little ribbons.
Oh,
it wouldn't be so uterusy.
I feel like they realize it, so they're doing like special sneaky camera angles where they're like trying to show it from underneath or only
like
half
they tried to give it all these
like
feminine
they know.
Angles, and now it looks like a uterus
it,
with
yeah.
fallopian tubes and everything.
Women's Revolution! Here, take this trophy that looks like a uterus.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens on Monday and Tuesday to see who moves where and where everything.
Yeah,
well, who do you want to see
excited
move?
For,
let's
like,
talk about that.
Has who, been good.
What do you want to see?
Mania, Raw, SmackDown, like they've been keeping the ball.
They
rolling.
Have been. What I was hoping for, and only because of the potential matches, I was hoping Shinsuke would win the title, so that AJ would come to Raw, just so we could see like an AJ
Finn
feud.
And Club.
AJ, yeah, the club situation,
yeah,
which
I was
still
thinking
could
that they
happen.
They could have got the club all back
if,
together.
If they
there's
all move,
money there.
Is,
the club's moving to SmackDown. And also, remember AJ brought up when he was like, you know, it's like personality and being a heel works. He's like, for a while, he's like, I got over talking
yeah,
about
doing
beating
the
up,
beating
John,
up
Cena.
John Cena. He brought you that know? Up.
He's like, remember that? And I was like, heck yeah, I remember that. Like, everybody loved that about AJ, the beat up John Cena. So,
but they have, and they have money there.
That's
they,
money.
They could make the club a thing and satisfy all of us, you know, indie marks and New Japan marks, and they can make money off that.
They
does
could.
The OGBC shirt is one of the best selling shirts on the
shirt.
WWE shop.
It is a dope
is
shirt.
Is it inevitable that Daniel Bryan is on Raw?
No.
Yes.
There's too much money.
Big names
it's
are on
the,
Raw.
It's the A show.
Big names.
It's
I gotta
the
be on
A show, and he is white hot right now.
You know what? Who said it? Was it Rich Rico in our group that said that Daniel Bryan is the most over superstar ever?
Yeah.
I think he's right.
He might be.
Yeah, but
like,
then somebody
the yes
else said,
is
like,
so
it's a,
big.
Yeah, again, but it's the champ. Like, that's.
But it's bigger than wrestling. Like, Stone Cold didn't have something that was bigger than wrestling.
Yeah,
no, Rick Rock
like,
didn't have
like
something
Rick
that was bigger than wrestling.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan have the thing.
The
that
yes
the
champ.
Woo and yes are bigger than wrestling.
Because I've seen the yes
the eyebrow
in
is
a
not.
Hockey game.
Yeah, I was going to say the eyebrow,
baseball,
but just like somebody
basketball.
Said, also the glass shattering.
Well,
that's what somebody said to Rich Rico.
They made
he
the
said,
video of Vanguard 1.
When you hear that glass
video
shattering
yes
Stone Cold.
You remember that? The Vanguard 1 took video of the yes movement.
It's big. Oh, I remember the video. That was good.
No, I'm just
was
saying
that
Vanguard I feel like
Vanguard one.
I'm saying I feel like they're all on the same level. Like he might be
nothing's
the most
on the
over
level
right
of yes,
now.
I don't think. Of but, all time though. This is when he wasn't even active the last 2 years and yes is still
like the
huge.
Last thing that I can remember being over is the Suck It DX.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like of all time?
Like Suck It like, got out of wrestling and into
the
society.
Mainstream.
That's real.
I'm sorry. Everything The Rock did got sucked out of wrestling and went to mainstream. What are you talking about?
Come
no.
No, but everybody was doing the eyebrow, but I'm just talking about everything. All of his catchphrases. The like, do y'all not remember this time? Like, everybody else was doing this stuff.
The jabroni catchphrase was probably it.
I don't think it was as big as yes. I think Daniel Bryan is the most over wrestler ever. Like,
he might be.
Like, it's crazy how people love this dude.
Yeah.
Like, so he's got to go to Raw in that situation. But they're going to keep him away from Roman.
I don't think you're that over, sir.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's we might have, and it might be because we missed a lot of his heyday.
I think he's super.
You know
over.
What I mean? Yeah. His come up where the fans literally made him a main eventer.
Like, that yes, might be right because yes I said movement. The same thing about Sami Zayn. I was like, I don't understand.
You didn't really get it. I didn't Sami either. Zayn.
I still don't.
Sami's good. He's but not.
Sami
right.
was but over in NXT. See. It didn't translate to the WWE.
I hope
but
he doesn't
where was
move
he,
to
But
Raw
where was he El Generico at?
At ROH. You know, ROH right. and
I didn't know that was
PW,
him until recently.
And
yeah,
PWG.
So I'm saying, like, people who follow him and know, like, oh, that's him. Just like, I don't know any of that stuff.
It was
about
ROH.
Him.
And
I know
PWG.
That he is him, but
it's
I
like
never
Daniel
saw
Bryan
any of that.
Was huge in ROH, the American
as Bryan
Dragon,
Danielson.
Dan,
yeah.
Bryan Danielson. So a lot of people follow
right,
him.
Right, Bryan Danielson, and then he turned into Daniel.
And,
like, I don't know any of that.
He's super over.
Well,
you got to put
you,
him on Raw.
That was at the time that you weren't watching wrestling, to be honest. You weren't watching wrestling.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, I wasn't into it at that time. I missed his whole rise.
It's like crazy how I was telling you after I looked him up, because when I ran into Roderick Strong, he was like, yeah, I've been wrestling for I said something about him being an innovator or the backbreaker, and he was like, yeah, for 16 years. And I was like, what the? Like, I don't know.
How old is Roderick Strong?
But he was in crazy. ROH for like 11 years.
No, I'm just saying, if he's been you doing know, it
he's
for
a
16
champ.
Years, how old is he?
Man, these guys is probably been counting
in his
30s, like they've
I'm
been
guessing.
Wrestling since 18, you know? But
yeah, these guys aren't like spring chickens. That's crazy.
He does. He doesn't look that old either. But yeah,
no, he doesn't look.
When
old.
I looked it up on Wikipedia, it was like ROH for like 11 years, and then he had a lot of stuff before ROH, just a lot of smaller indies. So it's just like, man.
Well, and this is why I recommend, like, if you have a chance, go to YouTube and maybe search this channel called Wrestling Hub, and he does a really good job with like origin stories, wrestling origin stories. So check that out. You might like that.
Wrestling Hub.
Wrestling Fans, Hub, y'all.
Check
we should have put that over.
Friends of the show.
All right. I'm going to end the show with this. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a Patreon now, which means for any amount that you would like to donate to keep the show rocking and rolling, we will gladly give you gifts. They got things like pins. We got things like T-shirts. We can even allow you to call in and be a part of the show.
We can
give us drops, all that good stuff.
You get episodes early.
Episodes early, you get the live shows, just like the one we just did with Joey Ryan, Sway Thompson, Leva Bates, myself, T. Call,
Open
Mike
Eagle. We're saving that for Patreon fans and Patreon fans only.
Yeah, so go ahead to patreon.com/MattManiaPodcast. Once again, that's patreon.com/MattManiaPodcast.
And all serious fans, there's a lot of wrestling out here in the world right now. And it takes time, it takes effort to watch all this wrestling, to go to these places, to fly, to give you these play-by-plays, so we need your help.
And to be honest, Matt Maniacs, we definitely we want to thank you for your continued support. Our pro wrestling T-Store is doing well. We appreciate everything that you're doing. We appreciate all the likes, the follows, the listens. But yeah, we would definitely appreciate more so the Patreon, because we want to deliver back-breaking, hard-hitting, exclusive content to you and to your ear holes. And, you know, this is the best place to get it.
Yeah, man. It's all about us being fans. We love it. We, you know, we always welcome feedback as well. So hit us up on the Twitters at MattManiaPod. Is it cast? Yes, it is. Or on Instagram at MattManiaPod. Just no cast on that.
And I mean, we were out on Bourbon Street. We were giving out T-shirts.
Shout out to Nerds like Clothing. Gave us a bunch
Shout
of shirts
to
hand out. Oh, boy, Eric. And
these are the things that signing to our Patreon will help us continue to be able to do.
Absolutely.
Well, and speaking of feedback, we had actually one question come in for the Matt Mania podcast coming from our mutual friend, Jonathan Sprung.
Yo, Sprung, what up?
What up, Sprung?
So, Sprung, he wanted to ask a question to Teak Hall.
Uh-oh. Did I fight that horse?
Can you please explain Teak Hall's hatred of horses?
Maybe he was kicked one day.
Wow, that's funny. That's so funny that I didn't know that's what it was really going to be.
But, that's really what it was.
He's off feeding him sugar packets.
Shout out to the Steel Cage crew. We
and
hung
just
out.
Just so you know, I did not fight, Fans, I have to tell the fans, I did not fight a horse on Bourbon Street. I know Cap Caveman tweeted that I fought a horse on. I threatened to fight a horse.
He was punched the horse?
He was like Mongo from Blazing Saddles.
Me and Ran were ranting about fighting the horse.
Yeah, we were.
Then, did you get up in that horse's face?
No, man, RKO? But you know, they were being like real shitty with the horses, though. Like, it was like a group of people, and then like they were using the horses to like disperse the crowds.
Was it cops?
Yeah, cops on the horses.
Oh, yeah, but you don't want to mess with them big old like Clydesdale horses.
So they were getting in the middle of the crowd and making the horses like spin around and buck and shit.
Like Cavalier. It's like going to a Cirque du Soleil show. You get to watch the horses dance.
They were using that to break up the crowds, just getting them to spin around in the middle. And like, so
crazy. I was just like, man, I was like, this crowd should push that horse over.
I'm so pretty sure that's a felony.
Say that. I bet it was.
And assaulting an officer.
And then I said I'd punch a horse in the face.
It was butterscotch. Butterscotch.
No, but then I said that we should
diabetic.
Just, I said we should
diabetic.
That's what I said. I said let's just feed the horse snacks.
It's a diabetic.
Say his name.
Oh
Buttercup.
My God.
Buttercup.
Buttered nuts.
I thought it was butterscotch.
Yeah, it was butterscotch.
I just want to put this out there in the universe. Can the WWE get some new Nia Jax merchandise, please? She needs some new shirts.
She needs an irresistible force.
She was looking fine.
She was looking
on Monday.
And at the Hall of Fame, she looked really good.
Was it Monday or was it Mania? She had the black and gold on.
She wore the same thing. She wore the same thing.
And it was matching with the belt.
Oh, she looks so good.
I had to do a double take, though, because that I don't know that bottom.
Yeah,
it looked like a little bit like a diaper for a minute.
come on,
that's
man.
Just me, dog.
Hey, come on,
you cannot you can't shit on the official woman crush Wednesday.
No.
Podcast.
She said she was trying out some new attire. She's feeling herself a little bit right now.
I like
now.
It.
Well, I'll be I'm here for all too. Of it.
Feeling herself. I saw her post something like, "Oh, letting the girls breathe today." I was like, "Oh, you got to stop that thirst trap."
Hey, did y'all catch this? And this is completely.
Yeah, I think I reposted that on our Twitter.
This is totally terrible. But
let them girls breathe.
At ringside was The Rock's mom, and also, this is terrible. Did y'all see The Rock's daughter?
No.
Dog.
She looks good.
She has The Rock's forehead, The Rock's face.
What?
I thought she looked fine. Like, hey, I liked it.
But I'll tell you who we did meet. What's the guy with the losing streak? Kurt Hawkins?
Yeah, Kurt Hawkins.
We ran into Kurt Hawkins' mom.
We did?
In the hotel. Yeah, you didn't hear Vlad was talking.
I didn't know
Vlad
that.
And the dude who was dressed up like the Joker was talking to her while we were walking through the hotel.
Wow.
She was there to see her son lose.
Shout out to Kurt Hawkins. Well, he didn't hit the card, though. But,
and I will say, Matt Maniacs.
He was in the Royal Rumble.
But he was in the Rumble.
Yeah. I want to say, Matt Maniacs, it is our goal to get to WrestleMania next year. So please support the Patreon.
That's the goal.
Please get on the Pro Wrestling Tee store. We have lots to follow. And we promise we're going to deliver to you the best in wrestling content out there.
The goal is to get to All In. That's the first.
That's the next immediate goal.
We're still waiting on that, right?
Tickets haven't been announced yet, but we still want to be in the building. I'm planning. I talked to some friends in Chicago. I want to do a rap show
trying to set something
on that Friday, August 31st, so that we're in Chicago. So hopefully we'll see you there.
And speaking of rap shows, Matt Maniacs,
and all
remember,
of our friends will come to the rap show and buy our raps.
And that's the thing, Matt Maniacs. We do have a new album by the lead booker, Mega Ran.
Hey.
He has put out the new Matt Mania Battle Royale.
Yeah.
So you can catch that on megaran.com/music. Be on the lookout. It's got some heavy tracks.
Let me tell y'all something about this Battle Royale.
Royale.
That's a great movie, by the way. You should watch it.
There's three different versions of this Battle Royale out there. So if you go on Spotify, it's going to be one version. If you go on Bandcamp, it's going to be a deluxe version. This CD is a different version. You don't know which one you're
and Patreon
get.
Subscribers.
So that means that you need
Patreon,
to go to each
you,
one.
You might get the universal version.
Universal.
The fruit roll-up version.
And if you are a fan of the Hunger Games, like I said, you should watch Battle Royale because that's where they stole the concept
from. Oh, yeah,
from.
Battle Royale.
Exactly.
And it's got Gogo Ubari from Kill Bill in it.
Did you know that Battle Royale was initially an anime?
Ooh.
I don't talk about that cartoon crap.
It was an anime before it became a movie with Beat Takeshi.
cartoon crap. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get out of here.
Yep.
We're going to make like Kurt Hawkins and
lose
and get lost.
Go through.
thanks for, as always, listening to us. Check us out on Matt Mania Podcast.
It has been delightful.
Delightful.
It has been delightful.
Wonderful.
And, we'll see you guys next week, of course. Don't forget, get on that Patreon for the exclusive New Orleans recording. And add us on all of the social medias. I'm at Megaran on Twitter.
I'm at Teak underscore Hall on all socials.
At Rock Knowledge, R-O-K-N-O-W-L-E-D-G-E.
Brock Knowledge, everybody. Hey. Yeah. And I am your boy, The Neo X, on the Twitter device. Be sure you get at us and be sure to give us a rate, a listen, a subscribe. Give us a 5-star review because we
appreciate you. Share us with your friends.
I'm working hard on uploading all the episodes to YouTube. It just takes forever. So I'm on like episode 10 now, and we're on like episode almost 76? 80. So
hey, you were saying that we're almost at 100. What are we planning on doing? Something special for
our 100 might actually be in Chicago if we can pull this off.
Yeah.
So we got to keep going, and that is our goal. But as always, ladies and gentlemen, you know what to do. Keep your shoulders off the mat.
Peace.
75 minutes.